This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
I know Joe from Olympia is. Joe, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Joe has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Go.
What U.S. state is the only flag with a green background?
Washington.
Correct. A male donkey is called a jack, but what is a female donkey called? Who played the title character in the 2002 movie Spider-Man?
Tobey Maguire?
Yes. Beginning with J, what is the real first name of Jerry Springer? Or Seinfeld.
Gerald?
Sorry. Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, wow.
No, not Gerald. What sitcom's theme song started off with the line, "Here's the story of a lovely lady"?
Big Bang Theory.
No.
Brady Bunch.
Yes, Jim Zorn was the quarterback for the Seahawks for how many seasons?
Six, seven, eight.
Yes, the Olympic rings are blue, yellow, green, red, and what other color?
Purple?
No.
Orange?
No.
Yeah.
Joe, you got 4 correct.
I think you really screwed him up with that Jerry, whatever, Springer question there, Sarah.
Is it Jerry?
But also,
that Jerry's always on my mind.
He needs a new
phone. I was going to say, his phone was a little tough, too. But I think I heard everything he was saying, and I think I know how much he got right. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What U.S. state is the only flag with a green background?
Oh, that's Washington.
Sure is.
You know it.
A male donkey is called a jack, but what is a female donkey called?
An ass.
No.
Come on, that was clever.
Together they make a hole. Together. Yeah, it was cute.
A Jill?
No.
Jack and Jill.
Yeah.
That's cute too.
Meehoff?
No.
Oh.
What?
Oh my God.
Who played the title character in the 2002 movie Spider-Man?
Tobey Maguire.
Oh, I just got it. That is so inappropriate. But yes, Steve, beginning with J, what is the real first name of Jerry Seinfeld?
Jack?
No.
John?
Do it again. No.
Jeremiah?
No. What sitcom's theme song started off with a line, "Here's a story of a lovely lady"?
Brady Bunch.
Correct. Jim Zorn was the quarterback for the Seahawks for how many seasons?
7.
No.
8.
Yes.
Yes.
The Olympic rings are blue, yellow, green, red, and what other color?
Blue? Wait, you said that.
No.
White?
No.
Jack?
Oh my God.
Steve, I'm like sweating and hot and uncomfortable, but also drooling at the same time. I don't know, but Steve, you got 4 correct, which is another tie.
Oh, come on.
Are you joking?
That's right, Joe.
Woo. So far, I've beat him 3 times and tied him twice now, so.
Wow. One of these days, I'm going to have your number, Joe.
Wow. I don't even. I
love that it took you a second to get that one.
Well, like, you said it. And then Taryn was like, no. And I was like, oh, yeah, no. But then I was like, I don't get it. A male donkey is called a Jack, and a female is a Jenny.
Jenny.
Oh, yeah.
Jenny.
Jenny. Woo, beginning with J, what is the real first name of Jerry Seinfeld? Jerome,
huh?
I know.
I feel like I've heard that before, and I was just as surprised as I am right now that that's his name.
Yeah, you said Jerome. Jeremiah or yeah. something, so, you know. The Olympic rings are blue, yellow, green, red.
I'm trying to picture another color. I can't. Orange?
No, you wear it all the time.
Black?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, isn't
black
technically.
Is not a
okay,
color.
Thank you. It's a shade.
Oh, Sarah. Do you both?
Sarah's not happy.
Want to get punched? You get -1 for that, Steve.
Come on.
Just kidding. Congratulations on tying, Joe.
So, we have a good point. Meehoff is the noise that a donkey makes. Meehoff.
Honestly, that's what I thought you were referencing at first, too. I was with Sarah. I didn't get it.
Thank
oh, really?
You.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. That's actually pretty funny.
How'd that
how
make
that
you feel
out?
That you're just as gullible as Sarah?
I've been hanging out with her way too much lately.
It's bleeding into your brain.
Yeah. And gullible is a really nice word you just
I was
used.
I'm trying
here,
to think of a tactful
Steve.
Thing to say, yeah.
Rather than stupid.
Steve Miggs, ask you a quick question. The band Biohazard?
Yes.
That's like one of your favorite bands?
Yes.
Isn't there a guy in the band that's like a cousin of Jerry's? I almost said Jerry Springer. Jerry
Evan Seinfeld?
Seinfeld?
I don't know I if they're
like
related.
I think he's like his second cousin or something.
Oh, I had no idea.
Anyway. We'll have to look that up. Make sure I'm not.
You mean
lies.
Jerome Seinfeld?
Jerome Seinfeld.
We're friends
yeah.
now.
Yeah, he's friends with Jerome Seinfeld. Ever since he became Jerry, they don't talk.
The NFL draft wrapped up over the weekend, and we love those moments where the Seahawks will call the player that they are drafting. A couple of those calls are super memorable. Even one of them where the player ended up sounding so shocked that he was drafted that he ended up cursing. You're going to hear what he said after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Migs Show.
The NFL draft is all wrapped up, and the Seahawks had a great draft. One of our favorite moments, of course, is when the team releases the video of them calling the guys that they drafted.
Yes.
There were 2 memorable calls. The first one was their 4th-round pick, A.J. Barner, a tight end from Michigan.
A.J., how we doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, man. I'm a lot better now, buddy. A lot better now.
Yes, sir. Me too. You guys just got to steal. I mean, I waited a long time, but I'm ready to go. And you guys just got to steal. I'm going to do everything I can to bring the team a championship. And I want to be one of the best tight ends in the league. I'm not going to settle until I do that.
Believe that. I love the vision. We're going to chase with everything we got. All right, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Hey, here's Coach Mac.
A.J.
Hello.
What's good, man?
Sir.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Man, a lot better now that you're a Seahawk, man.
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
I want to be coached hard, Coach. Let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the plan.
That's my favorite part. I want to be coached hard, and then I love Coach McDonald's. Like, yeah, that's the plan. Did you see on his social media page, A.J. Barner? He's a total bro. Like, you could just get that vibe. Like, this guy, I feel like he's going to be a guy that maybe you might like run into at like a bar or something like that and just have a great night talking to.
We can kick it with him.
So he posted a video just saying hi to all the fans, talking about how great the fans are, you know, endearing himself to the Northwest, Pacific Northwest. And then he has to flaunt his championship ring at the end of the video. And here's a clip of that.
What's up, 12s? A.J. Barner here. Can't wait to play for the best fans in football and be in the best city. Let's go win a bunch more of these.
He's just showing off the Michigan championship ring.
With their 6th-round pick, the Seahawks drafted Michael Jarrell, an offensive tackle from, is it Findlay? Findlay? University of Findlay?
That's the question that everyone's like, where the hell is Findlay? Like, that was like, when I saw that, I was like, I don't even know anything about Findlay.
Mm-mm. But this is how surprised he sounded when he got picked.
Hey, Michael, John Schneider with the Seattle Seahawks. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. How you doing?
Good, man. You had a great visit. We're getting ready to select you right here at 207, okay?
Oh,
yeah, for real.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, let's go, man. Yeah.
I love that guy.
Oh.
He's like, oh, S?
And this morning
yeah,
we got
University
to,
of Findlay, you're right.
And
the
it's
Findlay
in Ohio.
Oilers.
In Ohio? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
yeah, I don't
yeah,
know anything about it. Yeah,
everyone
I know, right?
That. And we did get to chat with Luke Wilson this morning, which was pretty exciting. He's was given some insight onto AJ Barner and just kind of tight ends in general, and he had this to say.
So I'm gonna be completely honest, and you heard AJ there. If you're not like a top 15 pick, the vast majority of the draft is absolutely awful. It just straight up stinks. Okay, it's like some of the longest minutes. I'm just being honest, and you heard him say it when he's, and you don't realize this until you're in it. But like every year, I'm in college, I'm playing football. It's like, oh, it's the NFL draft, you know. Turn it on, you're sitting around with your buddies, maybe you're at some sports bar, you're chopping it up, like, oh, the pick is in. You know this guy, you don't, who is he? Well, when you're hoping it's you, those like 5 minutes until the next selection, you're just death gripping your phone.
I can only imagine. It was good to get his insight on all that too.
And if you missed it this morning, we have it up on the Daily Migs podcast at KISW.com. Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Please prove it. And if you do, you could win tickets to the Experience Hendrix, which features Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Zach Wilde, and I think Aaron Jones. It's at the Paramount Theater, 206-803 Rock. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. Danny is going to play 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and you have to guess what it is. This week, we are playing for tickets to Experience Hendrix at the Paramount Theater on September 19th. Totally all-star lineup. Is that a solo?
Yeah.
That was great.
I might be on stage doing it.
You should.
Thank you.
We're going to have Lance in Graham as our contestant this morning. Hey, Lance.
Hello. How is everyone?
Great.
We're doing awesome, man. So you've got to get both of these songs right to win. The first song, you'll be on your own. The second one, this is where you can get shook. A member of our show at random has to get it right for you. If not, you will lose, and caller 9 will get the prize. Let's see who you're playing with. Will it be me, Migs, or Sarah?
Hey, that wheel is spinning. Just pass my name. Passing my name again. And it's landing on T-Dog herself, Taryn Daly.
I'm excited. Let's do this, Lance.
Let's do it, Taryn. We got this.
All right, here is your first clip.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Oh, boy.
I can help you.
Let me.
Do it one more time, Danny.
A whole lot of love, Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't even need it again.
Nope. He swerved you. I thought he was having a hard time with it, too.
At first, I was. My 54-year-old ears.
I feel you, man. Things start getting a little bit louder in the headphone mix every once in a while, right?
That's right.
All right, Lance, I'm going to do my part to win these tickets for you. Danny.
And I can give you hints. I just can't give you the answer.
Exactly.
Right?
All right, okay. Danny, I'm ready. Give it to me. I got it. Wait, hold on.
Can I hear it again?
I got it. Yep. Do it again.
Hold on. I got to turn my headphone up again now.
Wow.
Play it again just to see if everyone.
Steve has no idea what it is, and it's amazing.
Oh, man, I'm torn between two bands.
Oh, interesting.
My brain is going in two different directions. I'm not sure which fork in the road I should take, but I'm curious what Taryn thinks.
I think that it is Billy Idol, Rebel Yell.
Yeah.
Steve almost walked out of the room. Oh. Wow. My ears did not hear that at all.
What did you hear?
I didn't know if it was either Keep 'Em Separated by The Offspring or Nookie from Limp Bizkit.
Two completely different directions.
And neither in the right direction.
No. By the way, I saw Billy Idol a couple of years ago, and he had his shirt off, and he could leave it off all night if he wanted to. That was fine with me.
I feel like that guy could get laid with all age ranges.
Oh, yeah.
From, like, 18 to, like, 75. Like, he probably could just be pulling anybody.
He looked amazing. Yeah. I know he lives a very healthy lifestyle now, but, yeah, I was impressed. Very impressed.
Yeah, now I realize how bad my thoughts were.
Well, big congrats to Lance. He's going to go to Experience Hendrix. Again, they've got all these awesome people performing, including our very own Aaron Jones from Seattle, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Zach Wilde.
I must see if you're a Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix fan.
Absolutely.
I did see Billy Idol once, and this is going to age me because I don't even think Danny knows what this place is, this venue, and I'm not sure if you even know the venue. Do you remember many, many years ago they used to put on rock concerts on the pier?
Oh.
I can't remember which pier it was. It could have been Pier 69. But it was on the pier. It was like down by, like, you know, where, like, Pike Place Market is and all that stuff. Like,
oh, there here was, in Seattle?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, yes. Here in Seattle, there was a venue that would put on shows on the pier. It was a little, like, a mini amphitheater. It was, like, it would hold a lot of people, like, at least 1,000. But it wasn't, like, a massive amphitheater. But it was on the pier, and it was so awesome because the view was amazing. And they would have bands play there all the time. And Billy Idol played there, and it was so great.
And then, wait, do you remember what year this was?
Dude, this had to be early
2000s.
Nice. Had to be early 2000s.
Saturday, July 27th, 2002.
2002.
Yeah.
And all I remember from that show, A, he was amazing. I remember he performed really well. Granted, this was a long time ago, and he was still old at that time, which is kind of crazy because that's like 20-something years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember at some point we ended up like right by his tour bus. And we're like, let's see if we could see him. I think we saw like Steve Stevens. I think he was in the band come out of the bus. And then finally Billy Idol came out of the bus. And I looked around me and my buddy were just like, and that's why I say that about him being able to just pick whatever woman he wants to get. There were so many women just looking for any chance. Like there was blood in the water. And all these women were ready to just pounce on it.
Billy.
You know, they were all screaming, Billy. Crying, like reaching out. Like he was the Beatles. It was amazing.
Rockaholics, we know that this morning we have talked about something that you probably want to talk about. So give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. We're going to check in with the Rockaholics after Audio Slave.
The Daily Mix Show.
All morning, we have received text messages and phone calls from you, Rockaholics, that we've not yet had a chance to chat with you about, but the time has come. And we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by the Law Tigers. We want to talk to you, so call us if there's something you'd like to chime in on. Anything we've hit on this morning, anything that's on your mind at all. 206-803-ROCK.
I feel better. A lot of people have been texting in. I'm not going crazy that there used to be a concert series on the pier. We were talking about it just earlier because about Billy Idol, and I said I saw him on the pier in Seattle many 2000-something. What was it, 2004, you said? 2002. And so I was like, yep, it was called Summer Nights at the Pier, and it was on Pier 62/63, and they texted it and said, don't laugh, but I saw Earth, Wind, and Fire there back in the early 2000s, LOL.
That would be rad. I'd go to that.
Dude, I'm looking at, I found on setlist.fm, which has everything. It's incredible, like, what you can find in there. If, like, you went to a concert, you're set, the set if it's of a band of people know of, the chances are that they're on that website and the full set list is there. Everclear played there before. Bjork, of all artists.
Whoa.
That would have been kind of fun. Chris Isaac, I think he played like 5,000 shows on Summer Nights at the Pier, which makes sense.
Yes.
That's like a cool vibe for that kind of music. The Flaming Lips, Hootie and the Blowfish,
Hootie.
The Wallflowers.
Oh my gosh.
And I saw some pictures, and what did I do? I instantly became that old Seattleite. Man, Seattle used to be a lot cooler back in those days.
Things really changed.
Things have totally changed back in those days.
It's not what it used to be.
Sure as hell isn't. You placed awesome concerts with homeless people, I tell you.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
Earlier, we played that audio of Danny and Sarah. They were over at Olaf's hanging out with the men's room for the big men's room party. And you guys talked to a Rockaholic who had this to say about recognizing Sarah, and if you missed it, here he is.
That to me, and I was like,
gosh, this stupid audio machine.
And I was talking with Miles over there in the corner, and then suddenly this really beautiful blonde woman walked by.
Thank you. Wow.
And her lip was hanging down low, and I was like, you're Sarah.
And I was like, yeah, how'd you know? And then he explained that to me, and I was like, oh, that's how you knew.
Yeah, and I did.
And what did you apologize to me for?
I apologize for making rude texts about rude and lewd and crude texts about Sarah's, about BJ's daughter.
And you love my lip in real life, right?
Okay. George is a lucky man.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is. So we were talking about how he said mean things. And he did text in Troy, and Rockaholic Troy, shout out to him. He says, hey, just to be clear, I was never texting mean things about Sarah to be hurtful. I was just doing it to get under BJ's skin. Fun time at Olaf's yesterday from Troy.
Aww.
Did you guys get to do the shot of the day?
Yes.
I mean, kind
of. What does that mean?
It was like the shot of the day, but like hours after we already were drinking and taking way too many shots as is.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom and I come out and all of a sudden, well, actually I was in the bathroom and I heard Mike yelling at everyone. Hey! And he just as loud, his big boisterous voice, and I was like, oh, they're doing the shot of the day. And I had no alcohol on me. So I walk out and I was just like, cheers.
just grab somebody's drink off the table.
Yeah, right.
So this is a random thing, and I believe he'll probably talk about it on the men's room this afternoon, but Mike was in, I think, Orlando for an auction that he was auctioneering over the weekend.
Yeah.
And on the flight, I want to say the flight there, they got delayed or something happened because there was a gator loose on the runway.
Oh, on the plane, I thought you were going to say. I was like, who the hell is bringing a gator on the plane?
There was a gator running around on the airstrip.
What?
And they couldn't get it to go out of the way?
Are you going to go tell it to move?
Well, not me. I would get in one of those little airplane, like, vehicles and, like, hold, like, a stick with a carrot. I don't know. What do gators like to eat?
Meat.
Okay, then, like, a big piece of meat.
A turkey leg.
And just kind of get it to walk away. I mean, am I the only person that thought to do that?
Go get a rotisserie chicken.
Steve, you would die.
Not if I'm in a vehicle.
Like a vehicle dangling something out? They're going to not go for the carrot. They're going to go for your hand.
They're not going to get anywhere near it. I'm going to keep dangling in front of them. I'm going to say, gun it, buddy. Like, I'm not driving it. Like, my buddy would drive it, and I'd be at the edge with a stick and a piece of meat.
I'm just picturing that scene from Jurassic Park now with Jeff Goldblum facing the T-Rex that's chasing him as they're driving
away.
That's what I'm picturing.
How fast is a gator?
Probably pretty fast.
I don't know.
I mean, and then how fast are one of those little airplane vehicles that they have?
I mean, I'm betting they're both topping out at, I don't know.
I feel like that thing could outspeed a gator.
20 miles per hour.
20 miles.
Gators.
Maximum.
Maximum.
Yeah.
And if anything, once I get to the point where it's clear, I mean, I don't understand why I need to talk this through to you two, three idiots as well. Once I get to the point where the runway's clear, I just chuck the meat, and then the gator goes after the meat, and we drive off on our lovely way. It doesn't seem that hard.
You are meat to them, though.
Yeah, what if they follow you instead of the meat that you chucked?
Yeah.
No, they're going to want that meat.
No, I'm pretty sure they're going to think you look more tasty.
I think they're going to go for the meat that's landed and is not moving anymore than the meat that's on a vehicle driving faster than them.
I think that Steve has the experience needed to be a zookeeper. You sound like you know what you're doing.
Well, I'm not saying I'm a zoologist or whatever it is. But I think that this could have been easily figured out.
Easily?
Yes.
Well, Mike made it to the auction on time. That's okay. The good news.
All right. If you don't want to do the meat stick thing, get a bunch of burgers from Burger King.
Okay.
And lay them out like a little strip of burgers. And then let the alligator will eat it, keep walking, and eat it, keep walking, eat it, keep walking.
You're going to leave them a little trail of...
A trail of Whoppers.
Burger King, okay.
A trail of Whoppers.
Yeah. They should really just hire you at Woodland Park right now.
You guys are goofing on me. I think these are... good solutions. I don't understand why nobody thought to do this on the airplane. Mm.
You say, I mean, they should probably enlist your help for these gator emergencies.
This texture also right there with me. Said, just use a snowplow. Push the gator off the runway.
A snowplow? In Florida?
Yeah, they got lots of those.
You never know. You never know. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
Oh, someone wanted to talk about Sarah's mouth. Oh. Real quick.
Okay. Oh.
They wanted to give a quick shout out, a big shout out to Sarah, because last week and also this morning we just talked about your crooked smile. And it answered my question that I never knew how to ask. I used to think she was doing it in pictures to look more ratchet and cringe. But now knowing it's uncontrollable and an insecurity makes the smile that much better to me now. I know my opinion means nothing, but I'm proud of your zero Fs given and showing those pearly whites regardless. Have a blessed day.
This was like kind of an apology, but also kind of an insult. With my crooked ass mouth, I look more ratchet and cringe.
I mean, she's not wrong.
Well, you strive to be ratchet.
I am, yes.
And maybe he thought that that's maybe there's like a thing, like a social media trend of the ratchet smile, and it's a crooked smile. I don't know.
No, definitely not.
This is a very kind
message. That was sweet. And I think I do well enough looking ratchet as is, with or without my mouth. But thank you, Texter.
That's a good point. Sometimes it's hard to ask the hard questions.
Oh, it's very hard for people. They don't ask me. They ask my friends.
What's up with her smile?
Yeah, what's going on? What's happening? Is she okay?
Is she having a stroke?
Yes! I get those questions. People tell me their stroke stories and then ask for mine.
Oh,
no. Yes. Yes. They go on this long spiel. I'm like, why are they randomly telling me about this? And then they pause. And then I say, I'm sorry. And they're like, well, what happened to you? Like, tell me yours. We're supposed to bond over this.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, sorry.
Does he know the letters that go along with the thing with a B-E-F-A-S-T?
Oh, God.
Well, Sarah, I also, like that texter, hope you have a blessed day.
Thank you.
A blessed day.
If you remember last week, Drew Carey shared some crazy tweets about his experience seeing fish at the Sphere in Las Vegas. One of the things he said was that he'd stick his junk into a blender to see fish's Sphere show again. So fish caught wind of these tweets, and their reaction to it is incredible. You're going to hear what they did at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
You might recall last week, Drew Carey shared some crazy tweets about his experience seeing fish at the Sphere in Las Vegas.
It's the best review ever.
One of the things he said was that he would stick his junk into a blender to see fish's Sphere show again.
Isn't that the lyrics to like an Eve 6 song? Tend to heart in a blender. Remember that song?
Put my junk in a blender.
They need to do a remake of it. Yes.
So the band caught wind of Drew Carey's tweets, of course. And so they sent him a signed blender.
Okay, I thought they were gonna be like, prove it.
Yes, they signed a blender, sent it to him, and they wrote on there, thank you, Drew. See you next time. Happy blending.
Okay. Oh, I love the sense of humor that band has.
They're way fun. They are.
I mean, if I was a band and I saw that, I think I would be like, we got to get something to Drew Carey. At least call him and say thanks for all the new ears on our band. Because I bet a lot of people who've never even heard of fish were just like, all right, if Drew Carey's willing to do that to himself in a blender, I should check this out.
They also said in a signed card that they were thrilled he could be at the Sphere. They hope he enjoys the gift and that they should do it again sometime.
See, I came across like even Drew talking about like doing different types of hallucinogenics and stuff. I'm like, oh, he's a festival guy. He just never saw fish before.
He
went to like Electric Daisy Festival and he did like a whole like 13-minute piece. It's on YouTube. Of course, it's very long, but it's very detailed. But about his experience going to EDC.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Drew likes to party.
It sounds like it. So if you missed it, he explained why he sent those tweets off. And this was during Watch What Happens Live.
I saw a fish at the Sphere this weekend. Never saw a fish, and they blew my minds off so hard. I thought to myself, I had a bunch of girls with me, and I thought to myself, is this what it's like to And then right before the face-melting climax at the end on the fourth day, an angel comes down from heaven, Gabriel, and he shoots heroin in your arm. And he says, good luck now, and he,
good luck now.
And a lot of people are like giving him a hard time or just kind of like, I can't believe Drew Carey's that into that kind of like lifestyle. And he put up on his Twitter, he said, for all of you wondering, gee, I never thought Drew Carey would pop his wig at a fish show at the Sphere. Well, here's what my car looks like. Ha ha. And I don't know if this is true or not, but it's what is that? Like one of those Mini Coupes?
Yeah. Or like a.
Is that a or a PT Cruiser? I can't tell.
Or a Fiat, one of those things. I don't know.
But it's fully decked out in like trippy artwork. And then the license plate on it, if this is really his, is tripping 24/7. This can't be his. You think he's just trolling people?
I bet he wishes it was his.
What? Oh, it's a Mini Coupe, yeah.
Oh, man.
What if that really is Drew Carey's car? And, and anytime you see that in L.A. and you're looking at this, you're like, what kind of hippie is driving in that car? And then it's Drew Carey, the host of Price is Right.
Rockaholics, an NFL GM went off on reporters and cursed up a storm based on a question about a player they drafted. And it's awesome. You're going to hear about it during the Daily Mix download after AC/DC.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle, good day.
And to you.
Were you at Olaf's yesterday?
I did make it to Olaf's yesterday for a little while, yeah. But I promised my wife I would behave myself, so the only... The only way to do that is just to not hang out for very long.
I was
probably there for like an hour.
Yeah. Shake a couple hands and get the hell out.
Yep, that's it. That's it.
No hangover.
Well.
He didn't say he wasn't drinking. He just wasn't drinking away from his wife.
Well, maybe a little one.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Your Seattle Mariners, good news and bad news. The bad news, they lost yesterday to the Arizona Diamondbacks, but the good news is that they won 2 of 3, so yet another series win for your Seattle Mariners, playing some great baseball, but here's the true test. Tonight, it's in at T-Mobile Park, taking on the best team in baseball right now, the Atlanta Braves.
Oh, I thought it was the Athletics.
Oh, yeah.
It is Bark at the Park night, though, Ryan Castle.
Oh, rad.
Yep.
So bring your dog.
Okay.
Dog.
The Skagit Valley Tulip Festival is extending its open dates through this Sunday, May 5th, so more visitors can come and enjoy the blooming tulips. The founder...
That's what they said?
Yeah.
The blooming tulips?
The blooming tulips.
Yeah. That sounds like a strip club.
It's like a blooming onion.
That's not a strip club I'm ever going
to. No,
no.
Blooming tulips, I might go to.
At least once.
Yeah, for sure. What's the drink minimum at that place?
Oh, God. The founder, Andrew Miller, has announced this extension. They say that they have done some different innovative planting techniques that kind of allow for a longer season, so that's very exciting.
And a nerd alert.
I went a couple weeks ago. It was glorious.
Well, that's because you live up there.
I do, and I rode my bike, which people hate.
Yeah.
They hate cyclists.
God, you are such a hippie.
I'm the worst. But you can go pick the tulips, pet the farm animals, all the good things that
all
it has to
all
offer.
The things Taryn Daly loves.
I hated every single thing she just said right there. Went to the Tulip Festival.
Rode my bike.
And referred to it as glorious.
Pet the farm animals. Innovative planting, all of it.
Now, fun stuff over the weekend was the NFL draft. The Seahawks, a lot of people giving them great grades. CBS Sports, a few of the analysts, they gave the Seahawks an A for what they did in the draft. ESPN was getting like B, B minus, B plus as well, mainly because they addressed some of their major needs, which was basically everybody up front, both on the offense and the defense. And I talk about the draft. Also, we talked to Luke Wilson from the Seattle Seahawks earlier this morning. If you missed it, check out the Daily Migs Daily podcast to hear what he had to say about the draft. And speaking of the draft, Colts general manager Chris Ballard might have had the best press conference of all time. Apparently, they picked up a guy by the name of A.D. Mitchell, and I guess he's had some character concerns, according to their local media.
We have some of those around here.
Right. We're looking at one right now. And here was his response when one of the reporters asked about those character concerns, and his response was just fantastic.
I don't know. I mean, I read some of the bullshit
that was said on TV. I mean, just a typical, excuse my language, our typical league, unnamed sources, you know, bad interview. That's such bullshit. I mean, it is. It's bullshit. Like, put your name on it. I'm tired of, we tear these young men down. These are 21, 22-year-old men. And if you, if people out there can tell me they don't, they're perfect in their lives, it's crap. This is a good kid. For those reports to come out, I think you know my, I said it last year. It's bullshit.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I apologize for the language. I don't, but I do.
I love that guy.
I prefer people with character flaws anyway.
Yeah. It's our people.
Yeah. Well, makes you interesting.
And speaking of the draft, Jaguars GM Trent Baalke is going viral, not because of who they drafted, but because he let one rip. He farted during the press conference.
I'm sorry.
And listen to how quickly he addressed it and moved on.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and gone through the final board yet.
That was a growler, too.
That's what I called it earlier this morning. It's a total growler.
Brilliant minds.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know if you were watching any of the NHL playoffs, but yesterday was a good one to watch with the Vancouver Canucks. I'm still not hating the Canucks just yet because really the rivalry between them and the Kraken hasn't, until they meet each other in the playoffs, I don't really feel like we have much of a rivalry just yet. And also, we're not in the playoffs and they are. Man, they were down towards the end of the game, scored three goals. There's two goals in the final 3 minutes of regulation. Wow. Then they go into overtime, so they tie the game up. They go into overtime. I'm like, oh, I got a second. Go to the bathroom, come back. They've already scored. The game's over. They won it, and they beat the Nashville Predators up 3-1 in their playoffs. And already I think the mayor and some people in the city are like, hey, guys, if we win in the playoffs, let's not riot like we've done in the past. Because they've had those issues before back in the day.
I just wonder how much time Steve is spending in the bathroom.
It was a growler.
After guitarist Jeff Schroeder left the Smashing Pumpkins back in October, the band held open auditions, very public auditions, for his replacement. Over 10,000 people applied. They reviewed everyone, and they have finally announced their person. It is the instrumentalist named Kiki Wong. She's an incredible guitarist. I was watching some of her videos yesterday. She's got crazy fingers. And Billy Corgan is very happy that so many people applied, but very excited about her joining the band for their busy tour schedule in 2024.
I'm getting crazy fingers, too.
I got some crazy fingers thinking about this.
She has crazy fingers, you guys. I'm serious.
Hey, the weather, it's going to be 52 degrees is our high. We're going to have some rain. The DMD is brought to you by Kia of Puyallup, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up with the morning 12-pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.